Welcome back to another episode of the Grace by Gardens podcast. This is Jill, and today I want to talk about the MK Ultra project. So if you don't know what the MK Ultra is, it was essentially a series of controlled projects that the government was having the permission to do, in which they were able to test on human beings essentially the effects of different drugs for the purpose of seeing if that could lead to mind control. So what does that mean? Well, it means that in understanding what these drugs can do, like what the effects of the drugs could be, they wanted to see if that could essentially be used for the purposes of control. Because obviously, that is the mission of the government, is to see, you know, what they are capable of doing to inflict more rules and regulations on us so they could have more power. But something very interesting about MK Ultra is that they intentionally used drugs that were of the psychedelic nature. And if you know anything about the nature of psychedelics, just know that in this podcast, I'm not promoting the use of psychedelics. I'm just simply stating some of the known effects are that psychedelics are known to cause what's called an ego death. And with the ego death, it's able to break down some of the previous constructs that we've built around ourselves, about ourselves through our experience, through our relation to life, through those experiences. And those experiences will influence who we believe we are, what we think of ourselves, our values, our worth, our dignity. That sort of thing. So all the beliefs that we have, that we've built, are usually due to our experiences, and those experiences create the ego. But if you're a spiritual seeker, you'll know that, you know, your ego is not actually who you are at your core, but it is the foundation for which your consciousness or your vehicle for understanding exists. So we are allowed to essentially, as human beings, explore that consciousness. But what's interesting about this experiment is that the government, the people who were doing this experiment, what's interesting is that they knew already that psychedelics would cause ego death. That's something that they already knew. So it's not that the psychedelics obviously are used to inherently control, but they wanted to see what would happen if someone was to take them again and again and again and again. What effect would that have on a human being? Would that wipe the slate of the ego and create the space for new ideas to be implanted? So knowing that it has been already known to cause what we coined as the ego death, the government was essentially trying to see what they can then do with that information. So now that they've wiped the slate of the ego, would they be able to implant new ideas in that person's mind? For instance, if they're able to wipe so much of their ego after doing it again and again and again, they could literally tell them, like, oh, you're this person, or you're from here, or you're this, and that people would believe them, because they wouldn't remember, because that so much ego would be erased, right? So it wiped the slate clean of the ego, allowing that space to be created for new ideas to be implanted. So the government really wanted to see the effects of what would happen in a situation like that. So in testing the psychedelics on humans, which was really corrupt and unethical, but we'll get into that later, they were essentially able to actually, they found they could mind control them because they were able to destroy the previous construct and implant new ideas and new beliefs that they would adapt as their new ego function or believe that's who they would now be. Like, they believe they were whoever the government said they were, and they would believe that. And what's really interesting about this experiment is that they, I don't know exactly who started this. Okay, so it was the CIA. So essentially, the CIA hired German Nazis after the Holocaust. They hired them, some of their doctors, to be on this MK Ultra team. If that's not concerning, I don't know what is. But yeah, they actually did. That is a proven fact. This is actually not a conspiracy. But yeah, that was something that happened. And then they were part of that team where they would do that. So yeah, I don't really think that psychedelics themselves are a substance, you know, made to control you. I think that the government already knew the effects of them and wanted to see the relationship between ego death and wiping the slate clean to then implant new ideas. And then if you implant new ideas in someone, then you're able to essentially create that reality, that world for them in which they will live and base their existence on. And you're feeding beliefs into them. You know, anytime you feed beliefs, then that's the whole person's world then. You know, they'll do anything to keep those beliefs alive. So I think that's a very interesting part of this whole experiment. But does that not concern you guys? Like, that this was something that is proven to have been going on from, like, the 1950s to 70s? This MK Ultra experiment? But here's something else that's very interesting. What do you think about the idea that psychedelics could be essentially used to destroy some of the previous ego layers so that you can be essentially the person, the vehicle to implant those new ideas for yourself? So if you fed yourself positive affirmations or positive beliefs after an ego transformation, what kind of effect do you think that might have on you? Like something that's profoundly beautiful or profoundly deep? Would that change your reality? Make you see the world in a different light? Well, that's all the time we have for now, but follow on Twitter at Grace by Gardens for spirituality and more. And yeah.